Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I don't think any business person could have imagined. They just couldn't have seen all the things that are going to happen to them when they go in business. They couldn't really understand the decisions that they had to make, the overwhelming responsibility. Making those decisions can be daunting, and you have to ask yourself, how do you weigh the risk of rewards or failure in a business decision? What's the risk? What's the reward? Why should I do this? You know, in our business day, we are so busy. We are so incredibly overworked. We have so many things on our mind. One of the things that we don't do is take time to think. We do things. We take actions. But we don't think what the risk of those actions are. If you are going to do something, if you are going to take a risk, if you're going to buy a marketing plan that you can't afford, if you're going to hire a salesperson to increase your business, you have to say to yourself, what is my risk? What am I walking into? You have to think about the unintended consequences. What are you trying to achieve? What do you want to get done? Does this meet your goals? Does it get it done? What can happen? How can I minimize my risk? How can I increase the possibility of my reward? And am I going to review this particular decision all the way along the way? Am I going to absolutely cut it off and stop doing it if it's not working? Am I not going to get into the ego of, well, I've made this decision, I have to prove that I'm right? People will do that in the stock market sometimes. You know, stocks will tank and they will a particular stock will be incredibly bad. And rather than sell the stock, they say, I'll hold on to it forever because it's going to come back. Many times it doesn't come back. There are times that it does. But what is the risk and what is the reward? You need to have a plan with every single action that you take. You need to know what your limits are. You need to know how far you are willing to go with it. You need to be able to correct the thoughts that you're having, a mid-course correction, if things are not going well. And then you have to say to yourself, I've made this decision, I'm going to take this risk, I'm going to risk this money, this effort, this time, this part of my business, but what happens if it doesn't work? What's my exit plan? Is this something I'm going to risk that's going to cost me my business, or is it just going to cost me some money and a temporary inconvenience? Never, ever, ever bet the entire business. Never bet your entire well-being on any decision. How can we minimize the risk? On the other hand, we have to take risks. If we don't take risks, we're not going to move forward. We're not going to progress. We're not going to make more money. We're not going to grow the business. No, one of the biggest risks that I can think of is hiring people. Even though you interview them, they come with great references, you don't know what you're getting. You don't know until they're working for you for several months, for 6 months or so, what their performance is going to be. You need to take risks, but I'm asking you to minimize those risks, to think them through, to understand what you need to do, and to always have an exit plan. If you have an exit plan and you know the worst thing that can happen to you, well, you can back up from that. Here's the worst thing that can happen to me. Now, here's the best thing that can happen to me. How can I think of all the unintended consequences? How can I work this through? How can I not make any quick decisions so that I will be making the right decisions? And when you make the right decisions, well, things are great. When you make the wrong decisions, that doesn't mean they're bad. That means that you have to rethink how you make decisions and you have an opportunity, you've learned something, never to do that particular situation again. This is Howard LeWinter, and it's always a good decision talking to you, and I always look forward to our daily conversations.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.